Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Roll along on a Friday here in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, all damn glad to have you. You guys get blown away or see that wind?
That wind was crazy out there yesterday.
Did you feel the temperature drop like within the hours?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be back up today. It's like 30 degrees colder than it was at this time yesterday. But by the end of the day, it's supposed to be warm again. And then on Christmas, it's supposed to be 70.
Hell yeah.
What a great day to tailgate. Seriously, I'm like, Ralph and I already been texting this morning. Ralph was out yesterday getting the bus fueled up and gassed up for the Christmas Day game that we're going to be doing, our final game of the year, obviously. And Ralph sends me this text yesterday, and I'm going to just read it on the air. He says, I haven't driven the bus since the October Raider game. Took it today to give it a bath and get some fuel. Old timer walks up to me and said, no offense, but Mahomes ain't Dan Marino or Drew Brees. And Ralph says, and I said, yeah, together they have one Super Bowl. Mahomes has three, dumbass. Imagine walking up to somebody with a Chiefs bus in like Tonganoxie and saying, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is no Dan Marino or Drew Brees. You're right. He's not. He's better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, what a pull that is. Like if you went up to Ralph or whoever and said, Mahomes is no Tom Brady. Okay. You're right. He's not. Dan Marino and Drew Brees.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes wasn't in a movie.
It's true.
That is true.
It's true.
Not yet.
You got any more of that gum, Ace? I don't, Dan, and I'd appreciate you staying out of my personal affairs. You're a weird guy, Ace. You're a weird guy. That wasn't the news of yesterday. The news yesterday is that there is going to be a meeting in Topeka, Kansas. Now we are waiting to see if the LLC will approve what they want to approve. And if that is the case, then the big dogs of the Kansas City Chiefs will be present in Kansas on Monday, and the Chiefs will be leaving. And then soon to follow, the Royals will follow suit. And Jackson County is losing both of its teams.
Yes, they are. Jackson County is definitely losing both of those teams.
I am just absolutely hurt.
Yeah, but you know, there could be a new Spirit Halloween store where the two stadiums are right
Bob,
now.
I don't need this.
Or maybe a landfill.
You already told me you go back to first grade and learn to read. Think about my day yesterday, okay? Okay. Think about my day yesterday. Good friend, co-host, says, you can't read. There's a class on that. It's called first grade.
Today, Junior.
That was shot number one. Shot number two, you know. There's other things that happen, but then the stadium news happens. And then I get told I'm going to have a Spirit Halloween. What is going to go there?
I would think a landfill at this point in time. I mean, you know, Mark Donovan 2 years ago said it's an undesirable location. And he's right. I mean, it's a dump out there right now. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, 60 years and nothing came, right?
Get a projector. Let's have the best tailgate parties out there every weekend.
Put a drive-in out there. Drive-in would be kind of cool. Yeah, but I don't know. I just think you make it kind of a, you know, a land. I don't really know what you can do with that, you know, land out there anymore. But, you know, people always want to know why. Why do things happen, right? How did this happen, right? I don't think anybody should be surprised about this move, or moves, I should say. I've been telling you about this since February 26, 2024. This should not be a shock to anyone. But the why, and here is why the Royals and Chiefs are now moving to the state of Kansas. It comes down to one thing, and that is leadership. Kansas has it, Missouri doesn't. And at the end of the day, if folks in Jackson County are mad and upset, I understand. But the reason why is Frank White and Mayor L and everyone else who didn't lead in the state of Missouri. And I blame Mayor L on this because his handling of the downtown stadium was very weak. The Royals were ready to build in the East Village. They had the land ready to go. Everything was pretty much a done deal. They're not going to uproot anybody. It was a blank space down there. And then at the 11th hour, Mayor L's like, put it in the crossroads so we can connect the bridge and make the, you know, power and light district more successful. And once they did that and they started to uproot people and the noise got louder and louder and louder, they failed and the vote failed. And so that's on leadership. Frank White, same thing. Leadership with him as well. From what I've been told by sources close to the Kansas City City Council, Mayor L has kept the council in the dark on all of this, and they're not happy about it. Same with Frank White. From what I've been told, he kept the Jackson County legislators in the dark on a lot of this as well.
What's he doing now?
He's not doing anything anymore. Yeah, he was impeached. And then neither the council nor the legislature are happy with either. The council is not happy with the mayor based on the way that all of this went down. And the Jackson County legislature is obviously not happy with Frank White because, you know, he's no longer employed, with the county. And so that's ultimately what it comes down to. During this whole process, you didn't really hear much out of the state of Kansas. You didn't hear anything out of Overland Park. You didn't hear anything out of Shawnee or Olathe. You heard stuff from Leawood, who they don't have a say, have another jumbo Kendall Jackson and call it a day. They have no say in all this. You heard a lot, though, from the Missouri side. And the more that they spoke on the Missouri side, you probably realize they're not signing NDAs, but everybody on the Kansas side is signing an NDA. And so ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Very poor leadership by Quentin Lucas. Very poor leadership by Frank White. Very poor, just leadership by, I guess, the governor as well in the state of Missouri. And Kansas had their leaders in place. They did everything quietly, behind closed doors, took care of everything, got the deals done that they needed to get done to get the Royals and Chiefs to cross the state line. And again, Missouri had the first right of refusal on this in April of 2024. And Missouri said no. And once you say no, well, then you open the door. It's just like anything, right? You ask a girl out on a date, she says no, you move on to the next girl, and she says yes. The girl who said no can't be mad at you that you moved on. It's just that's the way that life works.
Stop attacking my life. Please.
I was talking more about Mac.
I've moved on to Cougars.
Oh, good for you. I mean, you're almost 40 now.
I don't have Chiefs or Royals, so I moved on to my home team, the Cougars.
I mean, you're almost 40 now, so the Cougar kind of your age, right? But you know, it just
line up, Silver ladies. Foxes, here we come.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Absolutely. I told you for years, Bea Arthur was my one. You know, now she's dead. So anyway, back to it. Back to the leadership side of things, and that's where it was won, and that's why I kind of said all along. The adults are playing in Kansas. The kids are playing in Missouri. And they just never led and handled it the right way. People want to be a politician or in position of leadership until you need to be a leader. And when you need to be a leader, as we saw during COVID, as we saw during everything, how many supposed leaders out there crumbled under pressure? And that's what, you know, happened in the state of Missouri. It ended up being leadership. And really, it was leadership because Quentin Lucas didn't even endorse the plan until the Saturday before the vote at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. When nobody's paying attention, nobody really knew. The delivery of the message was poor. The chief's plan in Jackson County wasn't the best, you know, and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it comes down to leadership and telling people the importance of keeping these teams in town, because it's not just losing the teams from your state. You're losing the 1% earnings tax. You're losing, you know, the revenue, the tax that people spend at the stadium and all that kind of stuff. It is a major financial loss for Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County to not only lose the Royals and Chiefs, but to lose Lockton as well. Like, people aren't focusing on that. This leadership of Casey Moe in the last couple of weeks is going to be known for losing Lockton, the Royals, and the Chiefs. That's Quentin Lucas's legacy.
This was Quentin Lucas's response to the news yesterday. Quote, Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today.
Probably don't negotiate in private.
As the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals. Partners at the Chiefs and the Royals. We remain steadfast in working toward an agreement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field.
Yeah, it's a good word salad.
Okay.
Really good word salad. Like, it's too little too late, man. Like, you had your chance. You lollygagged it around, if you will. Didn't take it serious. And then reality hits you in the face. And you're like, oh my God, what happened? I didn't see this coming. Well, we all saw this coming. We heeded the warning on February 22nd or 26th, 2024. If this vote fails, there is a possibility of both of these teams relocating to Kansas. And I was the town crier. I was an idiot. It's never going to happen. And when people get into that mindset, regardless of what it is, that it can never happen, you know what happens? It always happens. It always happens. The "it's never going to happen" people are the worst crowd out there. Because it always does happen, and you're burying your head, and you're not paying attention, and nobody took Kansas seriously, including Mayor Ellen Frank White, and you know what happened? Kansas became a serious effing player.
It's a sad day for me, man. Sad day for us in Jackson County.
Are you moving to Nall now?
Well, Rob said he's going to buy a house, and he said he ran out of his townhouse.
Oh, all right.
There we go.
Oh, Rob Maloney.
Just let me cope.
He's bald at the bar with the silver medal.
Yeah.
He always comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
That's all I need. I just need to get you happy.
Yeah.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Come on.
Champions. Oh. The Kansas Chiefs. Champions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.